subject, dating the best friend's ex. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am writing to get your opinion on friends dating their best friend's ex. I'm a 43-year-old woman who is really a good male friend of 30 years. We have always been very close and always took good care of each other. We have amazing chemistry and a very good bond, very strong bond. But we continue to say we are just friends. Friends will hear us say, love you, and think there is more between us than we were saying. One day, 2 years ago, the words, I love you, sounded and felt different. We both knew what was happening, and we expressed our love for each other and began to take our friendship to another level. After much conversation about our future and much lovemaking, he realized he couldn't pursue a relationship with me because I dated his best friend in high school. They are still best friends today, and this best friend has been married for 17 years with 3 children. I didn't understand the sudden change. We discussed this in the beginning, and he said it wouldn't be an issue. Apparently, the best friend still has feelings for me, and he tells him this on a regular basis. He feels like he would be betraying a childhood friend. I was heartbroken. I told him we were just children when we dated, but I will respect his decision. Now, I don't see him often, but when I do, we share some very passionate and intimate moments. Every morning, he sends me a good morning text, and every night, he sends me good night, I love you. It is very clear that he loves me, but he has chosen his friendship over our love. Should this even be an issue? Should I still be considered the ex of his best friend, even though we dated 26 years ago? Do you think that he should talk to his best friend about the situation? Sincerely, between friends.
Wow.
Well, I don't think he loves you like you think he loves you, or he wouldn't be ashamed to go public with you. I just don't think he loves you like you think he does, best friend or not. Sure, he may be feeling a little guilty about doing his best friend's girl or his ex-girl, but there was not enough loyalty to his best friend for him not to sleep with you in the first place. Now, was there? I mean, you got to think about that. And you guys, like you say, are continuing to do it. You have very passionate and intimate moments. That's what you said. So I think this whole thing is up to you, even though this was 26 years ago and all of that. You have a choice to make. That is to face reality that this man likes you being his friend with benefits. And that's about as far as it goes. He's not planning on taking it any farther. He's just not. He's using his best friend as an excuse, in my opinion. So I think you should get out now. I don't see this relationship going anywhere else. It's gone as far as it can go. He's sleeping with you, and that's what he wants. Steve, that's all he wants.
I see it a little differently here. I have to tell you this. First of all, she's 43 years old. She's been a good male friend. Her and her guy have been friends for 30 years. The guy has a friend that she used to date. 26 years ago, which means she dated this guy's best friend when she was 17. She's 43. Now, because the two guys are best friends, here we have this dilemma. Friends would hear us say we love you and we think there's more between us than we were saying. One day, 2 years ago, the word I love you sounded and felt different. We both knew what was happening. We expressed our love to each other and began to take our friendship to another level. I done told y'all women 1,000 times, a man ain't being your friend for no reason.
You have said that.
I keep telling you, I don't know why you think that this guy just hanging on the outskirts telling you he loved you every day, because he didn't see a crack in the armor where he could move in. The moment the crack was shown, he stepped his foot right in there. You fell right into it too. Okay, so far, ain't nothing really wrong with that. But then, after much conversation about our future and much lovemaking, he realized he couldn't pursue a relationship with me because I dated his friend in high school when you were 17. They are still best friends today, and the best friend has been married for 17 years with 3 children. I don't understand the sudden change. We discussed it in the beginning, and he said it wouldn't be an issue. Apparently, the best friend still has feeling for me and tells him this on a regular basis. Okay, here's the part that's not true. This is the part that's not true. You have not heard from your ex to tell you he still has feelings from you. You're hearing that he has feelings from you from the guy that don't want to be committed right now. But does he love you? Absolutely. Does he love you the way you think he does? Absolutely. But let me tell you where it's all going wrong at right now. See, when guys don't want to commit, if they throw a little sauce in the game, and then you still continue to put out for this man, even after y'all done had this discussion and he done said he can't pursue a relationship, but he still get to come by and tap on you every now and then. This is something you're allowing.
Right.
But let me tell you something. This man would have a relationship with you if you put a stop to the momentary tappings. See, yeah. That's all this is right here. This guy does love you. He has always loved you from afar. Now he up close. He done got a little cold feet. He a little nervous about it. You know, and he got a little something else going on. He don't want to knock it out the box yet, because you don't think he ain't been sleeping with nobody for 30 years, do you? He been sleeping with somebody, and he don't want to lose it. Now he done found a way to keep you at bay and still come by and get it, too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.